God's Song of Deliverance is your song too. Dive into the Book of Exodus with the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for September, Deliver Us, God's Rescue Story in Exodus. It's written by Issues, Etc. guest Dr. Reed Lessing. Find out more about Deliver Us at our website, issuesetc.org, or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Deliver Us, God's Rescue Story in Exodus, the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for September.
So it's a very recent statist notion, parents should be cut out and that it should be bureaucrats. And it flies in the face of common sense, flies in the face of history and tradition, flies in the face of our nation's legal system. And it is contrary to, I think, everything that any parent would want for their own children.
Because the more we are silent, the narrower becomes the space for these fundamental freedoms of speech and religion.
Jesus doesn't walk 99% of the way to the cross and then say, all right, now I'm going to throw some guy who was minding his own business and not bothering you and had nothing to do with this. I'm going to throw him on the cross and he's going to die for your sins. That's the student loan model. It's not the Christian model.
Retired intelligence agents love Issues, Etc. I can say with a high level of confidence that your biblical analysis is spot on.
Well, the headline from Christianity Today, prison ministries try to break back in after COVID-19, highlights the extreme difficulty of continuing and then returning to normal in Christian prison ministry. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc., coming to you from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll talk about prison ministry post-pandemic with Pastor Jeff Nert. He's prison ministry coordinator for the Southern Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Then a very interesting conversation is ahead. Is secularism secular? Dr. Adam Francisco of Concordia University of Chicago will be our guest. Pastor Jeff Nert is pastor of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Greenville, Illinois, and prison ministry coordinator for the Southern Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Jeff, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. I appreciate it.
Give us some of your background in prison ministry.
Well, in 1993, I was called to Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Greenville. And along with that call, I was called to serve in Southern Illinois District in prison ministry. So that began the journey according to the call process. But God had already started work in my heart before that with different things that happened in my life that kind of led me to see prison ministry as an opportunity. When I was asked at the exit interview at the seminary, have you ever considered prison ministry? And I looked right at the professor and said, yes, I can do prison ministry. And after picking up my wife from the chair, we went ahead with the interview.
What were those things that you think prepared you and then also sparked your interest?
Well, it started out when I went from my career, which was a degree in building materials technology merchandising, which is fancy to say I can sell two-by-fours and insulation, and decided that this was a place that God was calling me to, and that was the ministry. And so I didn't know if I could actually do what it takes to get through the seminary, so I decided to go back, because all I had was an associate degree, go back and see if I could take a class. It had been 10 years since I'd been in a classroom. And I took this class on cognitive psychology. And during that class, there was a movie we watched, and it was a gentleman who was incarcerated, and he explained that when he was a child, his mother was a prostitute, and she would go into a place and do what prostitutes do, and then come back, and she had a big gulp from 7-Eleven, and she drank that completely without offering him one sip after he had been in that hot car. And he looked right at the camera and he said, and you wonder why I'm incarcerated. And it was just like he looked right at me, and that started this something about God's calling me into prison ministry.
What is the biblical basis for prison ministry?
Well, often you hear Isaiah 61 about release from the darkness, the prisoners, and you hear also in Hebrews about visiting those who are incarcerated or in prison. And those are really excellent verses, but they also can be said that they're talking about people who are in prison because they're preaching God's word. And many times we're talking to people who are incarcerated that's not in there because they're preaching God's word. Now, some may be, but not always. But what we really have to understand is when God says that we should love our neighbor as ourself, we understand neighbor as someone who's in need. And what more could you find a person in need of one who has lost everything, had the opportunity to lose his family, his communication, and most importantly, the ability to worship as once he may have or may have not.
Do you recall the last visit you made to prison before the pandemic shut everything down?
I remember that it was a normal pattern. I would go in Tuesdays and do Bible study and visit with the women who are in the camp. And then I'd move over to the main institution and do a service and Bible studies. And it was like everything was going just as it had been. And then following the words of everything shut down, it was like there's a huge void and everything that was normal had changed.
What did change about prison ministry during the pandemic?
Well, the process of being able to go in a scheduled time, not knowing whether when they do say you can come, if you are able to make that visit. It had been almost 9 months from the time I got the first call to say you can come into the prison, and the week before I started to go in, I was also called and said, there's an uptick in COVID and you're no longer able to come. And that happened several times. So you would think you got an opportunity to go back in and visit with these men and women who need to hear that in this pandemic, Christ still wants to be there for them. Christ still has the forgiveness of sins to be proclaimed. That has been cut off because of the opportunity to go into the institutions were no longer available.
Were there alternative ways to minister to prisoners during the pandemic for you?
Yes, I had a good relationship with the chaplain. I'd been there over 29 years, and he understood that everything that I had done prior to the pandemic had been up in the manner of respect and following the guidelines and the rules. So I was able to call him and set up a time where I would actually give him Luther Naur videos that are CDs that I had on hand. And every once in a while, we would make the exchange. The ones I had given him, he would give me, and then I would give him some new ones. That didn't happen a lot, and he had to go through and make sure everything was up and up before he even did anything. But that was one way that I was able to communicate with the gospel of Christ going out to the men and women who are incarcerated. Now, I do know, for instance, some men were able to send in sermon material and communicate through mail, but it was very limited.
So has access to prisoners been restored for you?
Actually, for me, it's been restored and then taken back and then restored again. And right now, I am consistently going in at least once or twice a month, depending on the schedule, because of the circumstances, they're still not able to have all the services and activities that were going on, but they are limited. And so they are kind of allowing different people to have different times, and it doesn't give you the access weekly.
So How has prison ministry changed post-pandemic?
Well, I think you could say it's changed in a couple ways. Number one, the men, when I did get to go in, they were very appreciative, and there were a lot more because they had seen what had happened, and they knew that there was something that they needed, and it was the good news of Jesus Christ. So there was a change of relationship, you might say. There's also a sense of the opportunity to train and develop more prison ministry. For instance, 2 years ago, we were planning a Making Disciples for Life conference in Fort Wayne, and I was going to be speaking with Pastor Rivette about prison ministry, and we had a complete schedule laid out. And then we got the word that that conference had to be postponed due to the uptick in the pandemic once again. So not only is it inside the institutional change, but it's all the preparation and all the training that you would like to keep moving on. So there's new, more people that can be involved in prison ministry, and that changed also.
We'll talk about the major challenges to prison ministry with Pastor Jeff Nairt, Prison Ministry Coordinator for the Southern Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, next.
The Lord takes all the enmity that Adam and Eve had accomplished by their disobedience to God's command and by their eating of the fruit. The Lord takes all that enmity and he says, no longer is it between us. Now it's between me and the devil and between you and the devil.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller speaking at the 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And here's the point. The Lord did not bring an end to the war, not yet, but the Lord says now, I'm going to war, not against you, but for you, to deliver you, and to make peace.
You can watch and listen to Pastor Wolfmiller's presentation, Making the Case for Christian Peace, and all of the teachings from this year's conference for a tax-deductible donation of $300 by Labor Day. It's available via on-demand video streaming or podcast. Learn more at issuesetc.org or by calling 618-223-8385.
Education and edification. You're listening to Issues Etc.
For nearly 140 years, the Lutheran Witness has taught the faith, defended it against error, and shown forth the great treasures of the Lutheran Church and biblical doctrine. We're continuing this legacy by publishing issues and articles that help you see the world from a Lutheran perspective, and that teach biblical doctrine and show forth the treasures of God's Word. Visit our website to learn more and how to subscribe, witness.lcms.org. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Our Christian faith is under constant attack, and we must be proactive in keeping our children in the church. At Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, we believe that an education rooted in God's Word is one that stands against the very gates of hell. Nothing in this world is more important. Offering a rigorous classical Lutheran education, we provide in-person and live online remote learning opportunities for preschool through grade 12. To learn more, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about prison ministry post-pandemic with Pastor Jeff Nairt. He's pastor of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Greenville, Illinois, and prison ministry coordinator for the Southern Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. What then are the major challenges to prison ministry today, Jeff?
I think the first challenge is to get into the minds and the hearts of the people that there's a need there. And the sinful nature wants to be vindictive. The sinful nature wants to say people are getting what they've got coming to them. But the reality is, and that may be true in the sense of legal in captivity and the trials of the law, but there's also a greater need, and that is for them to know that Jesus Christ shed his blood for their sins, just as he shed his blood for our sins. And that is something that needs to be proclaimed to men and women who are incarcerated, even though they may never get out of their incarceration. They can be freed by the precious good news of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Make the case that we need prison ministry.
The very fact that the Word of God says you should love your neighbor as yourself, that the men and women who are incarcerated, they're our neighbor because they're in need. They have the need to receive Christ's body and blood and forgiveness of sins that are proclaimed through the Word of God. They have a need to have a presence of Christ being there in the fact that they're in this type of incarceration. And they have the need to know that they're loved, that even though they have been forgiven, and even though they are still dealing with the trials of their actions, that they're loved because God loves them, and we have the opportunity to show that love of God when we go and visit them and speak with them and share with them the good news of Jesus Christ, that he forgives their sins and gives them the promise of everlasting life.
Share some of your frontline stories in prison ministry. What memories stand out to you the most?
Well, I think the one that is the most pointed to me is when a lady came up to me and she knew I was a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor. And she had been confirmed in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. She had gotten caught up in sin, and that sin led to her incarceration. And she had been into 7 institutions in her time of incarceration. And not once had she received Christ's body and blood in the promise of forgiveness of sins that comes in the sacrament. And so when I spent time with her, we went through confession absolution. I got permission by the chaplain to give her Christ's body and blood. As she received the body and blood of Christ, tears flowed from her eyes, and she knew in spite of her incarceration, she was a forgiven child of God who had been baptized in his name and knew that she too had the promise of forgiveness and salvation.
So what can you tell us about this new outreach called Reaching In?
Well, Reaching In started based in 2018. We had a pastoral prison conference in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod called Captive Souls, Mercy for All, from a Romans text. And at that conference, I was the MC for the conference. Someone came up to me and Pastor Ed Brandt and said, can I speak about this program that I've started in my area? And it was about mailing in sermons and material from other Lutheran churches that he had started with a couple men who were incarcerated, and he had gotten up to 60 people wanting material. Well, we heard that explained at that meeting, at that conference, and then the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Task Force, which I'm a part of, we took that and said, why can't we develop a pamphlet that explains this a little better? So we did that. And this was actually prior to the COVID. Then COVID hit. We had the pamphlet, but how does the men and women know that this is available as far as getting that information to them other than those people who were receiving the pamphlet that were on the outside? But we needed to get the information to those who are incarcerated in the inside. And so this information developed to not only get mentors, but also to get those who want mentors to be giving them a guidance as they are in this time of incarceration. And to make a very long story short, right now we have Lutheran Braille Workers, Lutheran Hour Ministries, Southern Illinois District Prison Ministry, and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Task Force, all supporting this project as a pilot program. And the goal is to find mentors and those who are incarcerated wanting material that is gospel-centered, Christ-centered, and someone to walk them through this in the process.
Learn more about Reaching In on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Pastor Jeff Nert is pastor of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Greenville, Illinois, and prison ministry coordinator for the Southern Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Todd. Appreciate it.
When we get back, we will take up the question, is secularism secular, with Dr. Adam Francisco of Concordia University, Chicago. God's Song of Deliverance is your song, too. Dive into the Book of Exodus with the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, Deliver Us, God's Rescue Story in Exodus. It's written by Issues Etc. guest Dr. Reed Lessing. Find out more about Deliver Us at our website, issuesetc.org, or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Deliver Us, God's Rescue Story in Exodus, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September.
Peace Evangelical Lutheran Church of Chehalis, Washington. Biblical, historic Christianity, whose source is Scripture, whose heart is the Gospel. If you're in Southwest Washington, join us for the Divine Service. You will receive Jesus, crucified and risen again for the forgiveness of your sins. We promise. For more information, call us at 360-748-4108.
Logia Journal, the Confessional Dogmatic Series. The works of Kurt Marquardt and many other resources are all brought to you by Luther Academy. Did you know that during this time of COVID-19, your purchases and donations help Luther Academy supply these same resources to pastors around the world? Please consider helping us with this important need through your prayers and financial support. Learn how you can help by visiting lutheracademy.com. LutherAcademy.com.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor: Christ Lutheran, Normal, Illinois; Faith Lutheran, Rogue River, Oregon; Gloria Day Lutheran, Escondido, California; Lutheran Church of Our Redeemer, Peekskill, New York; Lord of Life Lutheran, Chesterfield, Missouri; Redeemer Lutheran, Gresham, Oregon; St. John Lutheran, Fredonia, Wisconsin; St. Paul Lutheran, Hancock, Maryland; Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois; and Zion Lutheran, Owego, New York. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support Donate, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.
Confessional Lutherans are invited to rent a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom Table Rock lakefront home in the Ozarks. Table Rock Lake is a premier lake in the heart of the Ozarks for boating, water sports, and fishing. This log cabin-style rental sleeps 12 and is 30 minutes from Branson and 20 minutes from Silver Dollar City. Learn more by calling Swanson Estates, 713-855-2681. Be sure to mention Issues Etc., 713-855-2681.